This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I want to thank you and celebrate our collective victory for defeating the so-called Dark Act in the U.S. Senate. Thank you. Thank you for your support, for calling your senators, for sharing our articles on Natural News. You have done what it took to defeat Monsanto in the Senate, and that's an extraordinary thing. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. I'm also the lab science director of CWC Labs. And, you know, the biotech industry pushed very aggressively, gave a lot of money to a lot of senators, engaged in a lot of intimidation, defamation, slander, threats, you know, just their usual playbook to try to get this law passed. And the Dark Act, in case you don't know, was called the Denying Americans the Right to Know. At least that's the nickname. I think the official name was something like the Honest and Wonderful Food Labeling Bill or whatever. It was really, the law actually said that it would criminalize any attempt by food companies to claim that non-GMO food was safer than genetically engineered food. And it would also outlaw all GMO labeling laws nationwide. In other words, it was going to outlaw GMO labeling. I mean, think about that level of betrayal. I mean, it's not just that they want people to eat GMOs and buy GMOs and be poisoned by GMOs. They want to make sure that you don't even know what you're buying and eating. That's how evil they are. I mean, these are evil, evil operators. They are at the opposite of food transparency or honesty. They are so insidious, so deceptive. They literally want to keep all of America ignorant about what they're eating. Because they know that people won't buy GMOs if they have a choice. They only buy GMOs, consumers do, accidentally. And that's the way the industry wants it. So that's why they were trying to pass the Dark Act, to keep you in the dark. But they failed, and it's thanks to you and your phone calls and your emails and petitions and really the entire industry of the natural health industry, the food transparency movement, clean food activists. Heck, even Consumers Union got in on the act. And the Alliance for Natural Health, A&H USA, and many, many others, Organic Consumers and so on. Huge number of organizations got on board and helped defeat that. So where does this lead to next? Well, that's where we're going to need your help again at some point. Not right now, but make sure you are subscribed to the email newsletter at naturalnews.com. That's my newsletter. And you'll join millions of other people who read my website every single month. I'll keep you posted on where this is going and what action you can take to push for mandatory nationwide labeling of GMOs. So that's the next step. Let's talk about that. I support mandatory GMO labeling. There must be some disclosure on the label that this food contains genetically engineered ingredients or does not contain genetically engineered ingredients. Now, the biotech industry hates that idea, and they've tried to come up with all sorts of twisted ways to say that they're labeling GMOs, but not really. Like, for example, they want to have a quick scan code on the label, so you have to scan it with your iPhone or your Android device, and only then will you know whether it's GMO. So they don't want to actually print it in letters, in plain English. That's the last thing they want. They don't want people to realize that they're buying GMOs. So they want to hide it in some other way and then claim they're complying. And another workaround that they're trying to push is the idea that, well, these companies, they should be required only to disclose GMOs on their website. Somewhere on the website, if you can find the right invisible link and click it and get through the the maze of pages, then you might be able to find some statement somewhere in invisible text that says these ingredients are genetically engineered. But they don't actually want to say so on the label in plain English. That's for damn sure. So now, the so-called Merkley bill, I think it's called Merkley, Oregon senator, that's the one that's being really pushed now by the Consumers Union and other groups. And it says that industry would be able to work with the FDA to come up with a symbol that would indicate genetically engineered content in the food item. Now, this symbol, you can bet that industry will come up with an idea on this. It's like a beautiful flower. Yeah, that means is GMO. They're going to come up with a symbol like a blade of grass with a smiley face. Something really natural looking. Believe me, this is what they'll come up with. Because they don't want a symbol that's like a skull and crossbones, right? They sure don't want that. So this symbol, especially if the FDA is involved, which they will be, is going to be extremely deceptive. Extremely deceptive. So whatever this symbol is that they come up with, if indeed this is the way it goes, we're going to have a nationwide education campaign to teach people what this symbol really means, because the way it looks will be the opposite of what it is. I mean, you're buying poison, right? But they're going to make the symbol look like nutrition or happiness or natural sun rays. Like, for example, the radiation symbol that they came up with to say that food is irradiated, you would think it'd be like the radiation biohazard type of symbols that you've seen. No. It's like a leaf in the sun. That's the radiation symbol. Most people don't even know that that is a radiation symbol. It means the food has been irradiated, but it looks like just some kind of beautiful scene, like a sprout. Just a sprout having a beaming day, you know. that's the radiation symbol. So there will be a day that I will need your help. I will put out the alert, call for your help to take action to support this mandatory GMO labeling bill. And there might be some other petitions and things that come up along the way. And we'll be tracking this very closely to make sure that we get a national GMO labeling bill. Now, with that said, I know there is a branch of the natural food industry or the clean food activism industry that says, oh, you're wrong to even support a GMO labeling bill. You should call for the outlawing of GMO foods completely. How dare you support labeling? That means you support people eating GMOs. I've heard this argument before. And perhaps some of you feel this way as well. So allow me to share something with you. You're not going to beat Monsanto by trying to outlaw their product, at least not at step one. The way you're going to beat them is to take the money out of their model. Take the money away from them and they collapse on their own. How do you take their money away from them? You make sure that consumers stop buying GMOs in huge numbers, and that is achieved through labeling. When you teach people what the label means and how to find the symbol on the label or how to read the label, people will make an informed free market decision, you see? This is all about allowing people to have the liberty and freedom to buy what they want or avoid buying what they want. If we're going to live in a free society, we can't just force a corporation like Monsanto to shut down. You actually have to take their business model away from them. Make them obsolete, you see? And you do that with labeling and education. And then people stop buying GMO foods, and then farmers stop growing GMOs, which means they stop buying GMO seeds from Monsanto. Monsanto's revenue model implodes, collapses. You see, you can respect freedom and liberty and free market principles and still have victory against these horribly evil corporations by educating consumers to make an informed choice and choose to avoid the products of these companies that you don't want to see in our economy anymore. This is how you systematically dismantle a destructive revenue model of a destructive corporation that has a long history of poisoning humanity and poisoning the planet. Monsanto developed Agent Orange. They developed saccharin, which causes cancer. They developed aspartame, which causes cancer. PCBs. This is a company with a long, long history of poisoning people and the planet and the food supply and harming, I think, 3 million children in Vietnam during the Vietnam War with their Agent Orange chemical. I mean, this corporation is one of the, if not the single most destructive and most evil corporation in the history of human civilization. Yeah, they deserve to be shut down, but you can't just go in there and demand that government shut them down or demand that government outlaw their products. That's more of a totalitarian type of approach. You have to do it through free market principles in order to be consistent with your principles of liberty and freedom, right? So the way to do that is to shift demand, encourage people to buy organic and avoid GMOs, and through honest labeling, so that for the first time, the average food consumer will be aware of what they're buying. And they won't keep buying Monsanto's derivatives accidentally, which is what they're doing today. So labeling is the key to achieving the goal that many people have of seeing Monsanto go bankrupt. Labeling is how we get there. And once we have the labeling, of course, we continue to educate people and we give people good, solid reasons to choose healthier and safer foods that are not genetically engineered. Foods that are grown in a way that's safer for the environment. You see, GMOs, it's not just about the foods themselves. It's about the toxic herbicide chemicals that are sprayed on the crops in huge doses. I mean, these crops are saturated with these chemicals. And these chemicals, such as glyphosate, then cause horrible harm to the environment, to the planet, through other forms of life. They destroy soil microbes. They destroy amphibians downstream. They destroy aquatic life, marine life, human life. They destroy orchards if they're sprayed around fruit trees or nut trees or what have you. This is an extremely toxic substance known as glyphosate. And it is, this is, in my opinion, perhaps the greatest risk of GMOs is the chemicals that are used to grow and harvest those GMOs. So labeling and education is the key to all of this. And I say that because I'm someone who believes in liberty and I believe in free market principles. But of course, the success of the free market depends on consumers having access to accurate information so that they can make a choice. You see, we don't really have a free market in the food system today or the medical system or the banking system. What we have is called crony capitalism. It's not even really capitalism, it's cronyism. And it's where these corporations pull the wool over everybody's eyes and they lie to people and they deceive people and they've corrupted the political process and they've corrupted the media and the medical schools and universities for that matter. They infiltrate and corrupt every sector of society so that no one knows what they're actually really buying. That's cronyism, and they're protected by bad government, you know, big overbearing government that is incompetent or corrupt. So that's not really capitalism. That's not really a free market. A free market means everybody has access to accurate information, excuse me, so they can make their own informed decisions at all times. So we can achieve the goals of having a cleaner, safer food supply, the goal of economically punishing destructive corporations like Monsanto, excuse me, without having to resort to totalitarian economic dictates. And that's important because we don't want to become like Monsanto, which is just an evil, evil corporation staffed by extremely evil people And the whole industry, the biotech industry as a whole, is run by the nastiest, just most evil people imaginable, who engage in tactics that you just, we're talking about death threats and calling in bomb threats on people, and impersonating people to try to smear them and slander, and just faking online accounts, like fake social media accounts that try to impersonate people. This is the kind of stuff that these biotech operators do. And we don't ever want to become like them by stooping to their tactics. We're going to beat them with daylight. We're going to beat them with open education, transparency, full truth, full exposure, out in the open, informed consumers making free market decisions to economically punish evil corporations while economically rewarding honest, organic companies that provide clean food, healthful food, nutritious food, honestly labeled food. That's what we want to support. So I hope that makes sense to you. I will be asking for your help at some future date when it's time to call senators and support the passage of a nationwide mandatory GMO labeling bill. We're going to be working with industry insiders to help make sure that that bill happens. And we're also going to be listing the names of the senators who voted for the DARC Act to help make sure that they do not get reelected to public office ever again. And see, again, we're using principles of information and free choice to pull people out of public office that are destructive to humanity, and hopefully replace them with new people who will honor consumer choice and food transparency and safety for food and the environment and so on. It's just as important, you know. It's not just the goals that we achieve, the outcomes that we achieve. It's also important how we get there. And so we have to do so in a way that honors the fundamental principles of liberty and freedom and consumer awareness and awakening. That's what I believe. So thank you for listening. Again, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com. I'm the lab science director of CWC Labs. I'm the author of Food Forensics, the new book that you can find at foodforensics.com. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. And you can hear all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.